This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agat Vach, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. This week we're learning Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara just brought three cases where Bar Kapara and Reb Chiya disagree as to what their Rebbe said. The first case was a Zar that did Avoida on Shabbos. Reb Chiya says you're Chayiv 2, Bar Kapara says you're only Chayiv 1. The second case was Balmum Shashimesh Batuma. So the first is Zar Shashimesh B'Shabbos, Balmum Shashimesh Batuma. And the third case is Zar Sha'achal Malika. And the Gemara wanted to know what exactly is the machloikis here between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara, where Rabbi Chiya says Yuchayev 2, and Bar Kapara says Yuchayev 1. Now we had another machlekes earlier between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi seems to hold Isser Chalal Isser, that if you live with an Eishas Ach who's an Achas Isha, Yuchayev 2, and Rabbi Shimon says you're only Chayev 1. So that's a that was a machloikis, Tanoim. And at first the Gemara felt that Rabbi Yossi held Isser is Chalal Isser, and Rabbi Shimon held Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And the Gemara said, what do you mean? We know that Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So why? Meaning Rabbi Yossi first said you're Chayiv too, but we know Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and the Gemara first tried to say, well, Rabbi Yossi is Moide B'Isser Moisif, which is where the second Isser adds Isser to the Davar HaAsser, and then the Gemara says that doesn't apply to both cases, and the Gemara wanted to say Rabbi Yossi is Moide by Isser Koilel, and the Gemara says, no, we know Rabbi Yossi is not Moide by Isser Koilel. And ultimately, the Gemara says that all Rabbi Yossi means is we consider it for practical purposes that you violated two, even though you're only chayev one. But then we bring a machloikis between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi about three cases, and Rabbi Chiya holds in all three cases, Rabbi said you're chayev two, and Bar Kapara says in all three cases, you're chayev one. Says the Holy Gemara. B'maika miflagi. What is the machloikis over here? Says Gemara, B'Isser Koilel. The machloikis is by Isser Koilel. If you remember earlier, Rashi said that when a Isser is moisif on the Chaticha to Aseret, to someone who she's mutter to, that is an Isser Koilel. Meaning the Isser is chal on other pieces. The classic case of Isser, the case of Isser moisif is when the Isser is moisif on the chaticha to aser her to someone who she was mutter to. So the case of Isser Moisef classically was a woman who was an achos isha who also now became an eishes ach. So she becomes aser to more people. She becomes aser to all the brothers. That is Isser Moisef. Isser Koilel is where first she was an eishes ach and then there's an Isser of Achos Isha, which doesn't add Isser to her, but the Isser of Achos Isha creates a more inclusive Isser that she becomes, in other words, the Mace marries Rachel, and then the Chai married Leah, and by the Chai marrying Leah, that Isser to Leah now asers you to all of Leah's sisters, so nothing more is aser, nobody more is aser to Rachel, but since the iser to Leah is adding Yisurim to other ladies, it could also add iser to Rachel as well. So the Gemara is now saying the machloikis between Reb Chiya and Bar Karpara in the Shita of Rebbe is about iser koilel, va'aliba de Rabbi Yossi. In the Shita of Rabbi Yossi that you're chayiv too, we're saying now that Rabbi Yossi really holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but Rabbi Yossi is Moideh by Isser Koilel. Now the Gemara tried that before, remember? The Gemara first said Rabbi Yossi is Moideh by Isser Moisif, and the Gemara says there's only Isser Moisif if it's Nasa Chavi Achar Kach Nasa Meis But if it's nasa meis, achar kach nasa chai, that's not an iser meisif. And the Gemara says, well, it's iser koilel, and the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yossi's not moidib iser koilel. And now we're saying that Rabbi Chia and Bar Kappara argue whether Rabbi Yossi is moidib by iser koilel, and they argue what their Rebbe said in Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Chia holds that in Rabbi Yossi, by Yisr Koilo, you're chayiv too, and Bar Karpara Savar, lo yimachayiv alachado. Bar Karpara holds that Rabbi said in Rabbi Yossi, only chayiv one. So that means we have to find out how all three cases are Yisr Koilel. What are the three cases? Again, Zar Sheh Shimesh B'Shabbos is case number one. Case number two was Baal Mum Shashimesh B'Tuma. And the third case is Baal Mum Sha'achal Malika. We have to analyze these three cases to determine what the Isser Koilel is in these three cases. Umay Isser Koilelika, what is the Isser Koilel? Hacha. So Bishlam Azar. Bishlam, the case of Azar. Meikara shari b'malacha. In the beginning, on Friday, a zar is allowed to do malacha, but he can't do avoida, but he could take black seeds out of watermelon. He can't do the avoida, but he can't do avoida, but he's allowed to do zaria, ketsira, ma'amer, and even malachas that we didn't learn about yet. He could do all the malachas. Va'asr ba'avoida, and he's not allowed to do the avoida. Asyla Shabbos, come Shabbos. Now, the truth is, Shabbos doesn't make the Avoida any more chamor. It just places more restrictions of Malacha. Migu deka mitzer, but Malacha mitzer nami ba'avoida. So this is an Isser Koilel. It doesn't put an added Isser on shechting the animal. But Shabbos puts a more extensive Isser in general on other malachis. So that's the case of Isser Koilel by Azar Shashimesh B'Shabbos. Baal Mum, now let's talk about Baal Mum Shashimesh B'Tumah. Baal Mum Me'ikar Shari Ba'achila. Baal Mum is allowed to eat. A Kohen who's a Baal Mum is allowed to eat Kachim. Good to know. A Baal Mum is allowed to eat Kachim. Rashi says, D'chsev min ha'kachim ye'yachel. V'asr ba'avoida. But a Baal Mum can't do the avoida. It's mile, and then he becomes tame. So we say migu duka mitzer ba'achila. A tame cannot eat kachim mitzer nami ba'avoida. So he's going to become aser in the avoida. Now, again, a Baal Mum cannot do the avoida, but he could do achila. But now that he becomes tame, so since he's aser ba'achila, he's aser nami ba'avoida. Says Gemara, Ela Malika, ba'malika, bivas achas hi demishkachas la. Be'iser koila lo mishkachas la. But Malika, now let's talk about the case of Malika. The case is a Baal Mum, a person who is a Mum, who ate kodshim, who it was shechted, but it was nimlak.
Is it just a zar? So not kohen.
Excuse me. Thank you. You're right. A zar sha'acha malika. So at first, the only iser is zaros, right? The only iser in the beginning was being a zar, and then so a zar sha'acha malika. So why is that not Isser Koilel? In the beginning, he wasn't allowed to eat Kachim. So there's no Isser Koilel because the Isser of Malika is not adding anything to what to his eating. In other words, in the beginning, he couldn't eat Kachim, and now he can't. And this is something which is a Nevela. It's not adding Isurim to him. Elamai, the only way to say that the Isser Malika is chal on the Isser of Zaros is to say, right, like you're saying, that it happened at the Same time, Elamalika bevasachas he the mishkachasa. The only special leniency, if you want to say that Rabbi Yossi holds ein iser chal al iser, that it would be chal over here, is if you say the iser of zarus and the iser of malika are coming simultaneously, because the iser of a zar to eat the kachim and the iser of the fact that this was nimlach is simultaneous. Be iser koilo le mishkachasa. We don't have a situation of iser koilo. Let's see Rashi. Ela malika koila la mishkachasla dehabishas malika chayli tarvayu. Koila we don't find, because at the time of malika they're both chal. The chosman shalei nimlika, so long as there was no malika, hayala isser me'ila. There was on it an isser me'ila. Before the malika there was no isser of achilas kodshim, but an isser me'ila. V'loi zehu isser zaras ha'amar b'karban. This is not the Isser of Zaras that's said by a carbon, which is mutter for Kaihanim. And once it's Nimlak and it becomes fit for Kaihanim, the Isser of Me'ila leaves, and it's Chal, the Isser of Zaras, of Zar lo Yoichal, because the Isser of Zaras only comes in when a Kayin can eat it, which only comes in when it's Nimlak. And the Isser of Malika and the Isser of Zaras happened Bevasacha. So the only way to explain the case of Malika is through the lumdus of Basachas. However, we don't have a situation of Isser Koilel. It's not, the Isser of one is not Koilel more than the other. Be'isser koilo lo mishkachasa, says the Gemara. So now we have to switch it. The first two cases you could explain through isser koilo. The third case you could explain through what? Bevasachas. So now we're going to flip it. Ela kamiflagi be'isser bevasachas. Va'aliba d'Rabbi Yossi. We have to say then that the machlokes, Reb Chiya and Bar Kapara, was what did Rebbe say regarding Reb Yossi's shita? That ein iser chal al iser is Rabbi Yossi moide in a situation where it's basachas. Now here's the problem, because we definitely know that Rabbi Yossi said. So what are we going to say now? That Bar Kapara is of the opinion that Rabbi Chiya is of the opinion that if it's basachas, you chayiv too. And Bar Kapara is of the opinion it's bevasachas, you only chayiv one. Then when did Rabbi Yossi say that you're chayiv for eishas ach and achos isha according to Bar Kapara? Because according to Bar Kapara, the Rabbi Yossi is only moide bevasachas, and according to Bar Kapara, he's not even moide bevasachas. It would have to be that Rabbi Yossi said it. Let's see. Let's see in the Gemara. Ela kamifgi b'isser ba'asachas alibad Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Chiya sabar Rabbi Yossi b'isser ba'asachas mechayv tarti. Bar kapar sabar le mechayv elechada. Now, look at Rashi Mechayiv Tarti. Dahad de Kamar Leel Chayiv Shtayim, that which he said you're Chayiv 2, if you live with an Eishas Ach and Achos Isha, there is a way to have the Isser of Eishas Ach and Achos Isha come out simultaneously, namely, if the two brothers both appointed a Shliach to marry them to two sisters, and the two sisters appointed a Shliach to be Mekabel, the Kedushin, from the shliach of the two brothers. So when the shliach of the two brothers gives the kedushin to the shliach of the two sisters, the Isser of Eishas Ach and the Isser of Achos Isha are chal simultaneously. The question is, what would Bar Kapara say Toysu says Bar Kapara would have to say that it's not chal but you're chayiv too regarding to be buried in a cemetery of Rishon Gemurim. Like the Gemara said earlier, that's what, in regards to that, that's what it means, you're chayiv too. So now we have to try to figure out, how do you have bas achas in all these three cases? Says Gemara, v'hacha ma yisr bas achas ika. Over here, what manner of isr bas achas do you have? Hacha, v'hacha ma yisr bas achas ika hacha. I guess it's a little bit of a funny expression. And here, what kind of isr bas achas do you have over here? Zar shashimesh b'shabbos, a zar that does avoida on Shabbos. How do you have, because first comes the Isser Zar of doing Avoida, and then comes Shabbos, you could say, the Isi Shtei Sarois B'Shabbos, that he doesn't become a major, he doesn't become a Gadol until Shabbos, so you're not Chayef for Zaros until you're a Gadol, and the person became a Zaros on Shabbos, so the Isser Zaros and the Isser Shabbos are Chal simultaneously, the Havilu Zaros V'Shabbos B'Hadei Adodi. Balmum, the second case of Balmum, Shashimesh Batuma. A Balmum that did Avoida Batuma, Balmum Nami Kugan, the Icy Shtei Sarois. Balmum also, let's say he brought two hearers. The Itmile. And he was already Tame. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Balmum nami kugan da isi shtei soros v'itmile. Koloimar de itmi koidem beish soros. The guy was tummy before he brought two hearers. Uvetoich tumasai umumai, and within your tuma and your mum. So he was a tummy, and he was a balmum, and then he brought two hearers. So now they're both chal, the isser of tuma and the isser of balmum. David Balmum Tumade Da Inami, here's another way. How to become a Balmum and Tame at the same time. You cut off your finger with a Tame knife. Someone cut off their finger with a Tame knife. Inami Shechotach Etzboi Besak and Tameya. Even though the Chaira, you touch the knife before you cut off the finger, says Toysis, it's talking about where the person's finger was almost fully cut off already, and you needed the tummy knife just to knock off the little bit of the rest. Tosfos elsewhere in Shas says a svara that, I think Rabbi Kiveger is mitzayin it, that even though technically you're touching the knife before you're slitting the finger, but that small amount of time differentiation is not significant. Says Gemara. So that's the machlokes between Bar Kapara and Reb Chia. They're arguing what Rebbe holds in Shitas Reb Yossi. Reb Shimon holds Eino Chai Vela Achas. What does Reb Yossi hold? Reb Chia swore that Rebbe said Reb Yossi's Moide Bevas, that if they're Chav Bevas Achas, you're Chayiv too. And Bar Kapara swore that Reb Chia said, Bar Kapara swore that Rebbe said, that if they're chal bevas achas, you only chayiv one. Says Gemara, bishlan lo mal Reb Chia. Now, it has to be each manda. We have to make sense out of both manda amrim because Rebbe had to have said both, and the Talmidim just misunderstood. In whose shita did Rebbe make this statement? So, bishlam Reb Chia ki asne l'didei when. Reb Chia, when Rebbe taught him his statement that you're chayiv too, alib de Reb Yossi. Rebbe said it in the Shita Reb Yossi. And in fact, Rebbe also said you're only chayiv one, but he said it in Reb Shimon's Shita. Ki asin le bar kapara, alib de Reb Shimon. When he said it in bar kapara, he said it according to Reb Shimon. Ela le bar kapara, but according to bar kapara, then when Rebbe said one, he said it in Reb Shimon. When did Rebbe say two, according to Bar Kapara? And who? Reb Chia Shkurei Kamashaker. In Bar Kapara's world, Reb Chia must have been lying. Because Rebbe could never have said that you're ever chayiv too, because in Rab Shimon you're chayiv one, and in Rab Yosi you're chayiv one. So according to Bar Kapara, Rab Chia is a complete shakron, and that's impossible. Rab Chia is not a... This is not a logical way to say what Rab Chia and Bar Kapara are arguing on, because nobody's going to say the other is a shakron. Somebody had to have misunderstood, meaning they're... What happened is Rebbe made two statements and someone misunderstood within whose manda amar Rebbe said it in. But according to the way we're setting it up now, in the world of Bar Kapara, Rebbe could never have said your chayiv to anybody. Says the Gemara, Ela kamiflagi be'isr bas achas, leave it to Reb Shimon. Ah, in Reb Yosi, everybody holds isr as chalal isr. When Rebbe and Reb Chia, when Bar Kapara and Reb Chia are arguing, they're arguing in what Rebbe said in Reb Shimon. Meaning, Rebbe said one time you're chayiv one, and another time he said you're chayiv two. The question is, did he ever say you're chayiv two in Reb Shimon? Reb Chia would say that he said in Reb Shimon you're chayiv too. Says Gemara, Bishlam Reb Chia, Bishlam according to Reb Chia, Kamishtaba, he swore that when Rebbe said you're chayiv too, he meant even in Reb Shimon. He swore la'afuki Reb Shimon mecheske, to take Reb Shimon out of his status quo shita. You would have thought Reb Shimon holds the only chayiv one, and Rebbe swore that in Reb Shimon you're chayiv two. Ela labar kapara, but in bar kapara, why did bar kapara have to say that Rebbe, when he made a statement of two, that was in Reb Yosi, but in Reb Shimon it's one? That's the presumptive sheet of Reb Shimon. That's not a chiddush that Reb Shimon holds your chayiv one. Why does Bar Kapar have to swear? Lamalei l'shtabuei. I mean, it's a chiddush to say that Rebbe made a statement that you're chayiv two in Reb Shimon. But according to Bar Kapara, you don't have to swear that Rebbe said it in Reb Yosi and not Reb Shimon. That's the presumptive status of what Reb Shimon holds. Kasha, it's definitely difficult. Now, one more question. Bishlam al Bar Kapara. I understand Bar Kapara ki asne Rebbe l'didei. Aliba the Reb Shimon. Bishlam according to Bar Kapara. When Rebbe taught him his statement that you're only chayiv one, he said in Reb Shimon. That he said you're chayiv two in Reb Yosi, and when he said him his teaching, it was in Reb Shimon. And when he taught what Reb Chia thought he said that in Reb Yosi. So in Bar Karpara, we have a valid way to explain the two statements of Rebbe. He said one, you're only chayiv one in Reb Shimon, and he said two in Rebbe, in Reb Yosi. Elul Reb Chia, but according to Reb Chia, Bar Kapara shkurei kamashaker. Bar Kapara is lying. Because when he said two, he said it in Reb Shimon. In other words, according to Reb Chia, Rebbe had made two statements. He said you're chayiv two, according to Reb Chia, he said you're chayiv one. In who? Not in Reb Yosi. Look at Rashi. Bishlam l'Rav Bar Kapara matzei terusa l'gamri. You could explain it completely. Excuse me. Bishlam l'Bar Kapara matzei terusa l'gamri u'gamar d'Rav Chia. Bishlam according to Bar Kapara, we could explain his statement and the same Reb Chia v'lameimar kiyas in Rebbe Pator. When Rebbe said you're chayiv only one, that was in Reb Shimon. And when he said to Reb Chia, you're chayiv, that was a libid Reb Yosi. And Reb Chia made a mistake and he thought it was in Reb Shimon. But in Reb Chia, that he says that in Reb Shimon, Rebbe said, you're chayiv too. And what exactly did he tell Bar Kapara? In who? In Reb Yossi, you're for sure chayiv too. And in Reb Shimon, you're also chayiv too. So you have to say that Reb Chiya would say that Bar Kapara lied when he heard from Rebbe that you're only chayiv one. Bar Kapara was lying? Is Reb Chiya accusing Bar Kapara of lying? We're going to hold it over here. Okay, Rabbi said thanks for accommodating for tonight. We're going to do Amud Beis, Bezos Hashem. The schedule is Thursday night. The schedule is, we had the Eon on Lamed Beis Amud Beis this past week. And tomorrow night is going to be a special shir about the Tzaddik of Ranana on his yard site from a special location. And Monday morning will be the regular Agra de Pirka. Monday night there'll be also a shir, but it's not the Daf HaShavua. It's going to be a shir on the Parsha from a special location. And stay tuned for other details. And have a wonderful night. Agut Tavach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.